Hey everyone, welcome to Past Lives and the Divine. I'm Gina, the host of this podcast, and this is where we, you know, dive into those fun, weird conversations about our connection with past lives and the divine out there, the divine inside each and every one of us. And we do this for a little entertainment, and we do it to make this round on Earth a little bit more palatable. In today's episode, we have a bonus podcast episode. So I'll be back on Friday with a regularly scheduled episode, but for now, a special little podcast episode. And I am here to talk to you about two things. The first thing is a little something that I got that you might be interested in. It's a project that I've been working on behind the scenes for a while. It has been percolating in my brain for years. I can't wait to tell you about it all, and it has to do with 2022. And then the second thing I want to talk to you about is a free Getting to Know Your Spirit Guides workshop that I'm doing. So I have done this workshop before. Typically, I charge, I think, like $50 to be a part of it, but as just like a big thank you for listening, fuck, we've made it this far. Fuck, we've probably all been through the ringer, just like a celebration, closing out 2021 and welcoming in 2022. So stay tuned for those two topics. Let's get started. So let me start with just a little background. So in 2018, I got trained to lead past life regressions, and I loved it, and I loved doing the work. My clients were pretty few and far between. I would have like maybe, you know, 1 to 5 a month for the first few months. And every time I talked to someone about what I was doing now, because I was a wellness consultant and coach and, you know, very alive and well on the internet as that kind of person. And then I shut it down and just like went dark on social media for like 3 years. Part of that, I was doing corporate consulting. So social media, basically, I'm someone who just likes to keep my business slim, and people aren't really absorbing like corporate stuff on social media. At least that was my experience. Anyway, so I went like dark on social media for I think like 2 or 3 years. And when I came back onto social media, it was in a completely different realm. And so a lot of people would be like, wait, what are you doing now? What's past life regression? People thought they maybe, if they understood what it was, they didn't really understand the benefits of, besides like just curiosity, they didn't really understand, I guess, the healing benefits of a past life regression and what that is, and just the whole modality and how that modality within itself is just like very robust, very varied. And so I wanted to explain more to people like what the hell this was and how cool it was. Because obviously it was like the work I was doing and I needed people to understand it, but also on a personal level, like that, it is still, it's like one of my favorite things to talk about. So I just wanted to have more conversations, not only within like past lives, but like all the other kind of like deep and out there, sometimes scary topics of like other lives, other planets, consciousness, death, reincarnation, you know, shadow work, you know, all of the things that a lot of people don't feel comfortable talking about, a lot of people don't even think about, and it's like one of my favorite things to think about. So in 2019, so after about a year, I decided to create a podcast, and I had been kicking around that idea since I very first got into hypnosis the year before, but finally I was like, you know what? It's never going to be perfect. I'm never going to be perfect. I'm just going to launch this podcast that just says, hey, I want to have more of these conversations. I'm going to change my mind. I don't know if this is the capital T truth. It's my truth right now. But who knows? You know, this could all be bullshit. None of us are going to know anything until we die. So like, why don't we have fun like thinking about it and talking about it if we want to do that together? So that was over 2 years ago that I published my first Past Lives in the Divine podcast episode. And I remember the next day I published it, and then the next day I think I had like 15 downloads or something. And I was like, holy shit, 15 people because I had told like 5 people about it. And I was like, who are these other 10 people? And so it's been over 2 years. I think I'm at like 123,000 downloads or something like that right now. We are at, this is episode 93, like 93. What have I been talking about for so many hours? Okay, so you guys have all made me feel normal in the best way. And not only normal, but like interesting normal, right? Like I'm not always the weirdest person in the room. That's huge. Like I know you feel that too, because there's also this element that's missing for you. Because every day I get messages, like people email me from all over the world, which is also really cool. Like I think that I am so thankful just to be a part of that. That is really cool. But a lot of you still feel completely alone. Some of you feel like you're just starting out on your journey and you feel alone. And I think it's a human thing to just like want more friends to talk about the stuff that we really enjoy, but we're like a little bit hesitant about or self-conscious about. You know, just like more of a community around these ideas and conversations and I don't know. So just when I get those messages from you all, it's like, oh, this podcast, like, does so much for me. And I wish that you all could read and see the messages that are sent to me, because I think that it would make you feel the same way. Anyway, so, you know, that is definitely a need. I feel like that is still like a gaping hole that I feel like could pretty easily be filled, you know? And still a community, but a community that like sees you, promotes me as our own personal source of the best knowledge, the best wisdom, the best power, and, you know, like the best way to use our gifts. I think that that's really important. And that's something that I hear a lot from you listeners who message me, who say things like, I like it that you want me to figure it out for myself. And I'd like to create that magical container in which people can do that. That's how I see my job. And so in 2022, I am rolling out something that I think will help us all. And in that, I took like the most popular topics and questions and just, I created an online space where my intention and the plan is to gather regularly, if you want, explore many different topics relative to you, relative to the collective, maybe do a little healing in the process, lean on each other, learn from each other, make some friends. You know, sky's the limit. Like, how lucky are we that we even have this group out there? And so I want this group to take a step even closer. And so what I have for you is the 2022 membership. And it's called Kinship. Yay! I am so excited for it. So excited for it. So let me tell you a little bit about the name first. So Kinship is, well, it's what I want. I think it's what we're all kind of searching for. And I think it's just a beautiful word. And what is so interesting is the way I got to that name consciously was I am thinking about, well, I will be changing my last name. So I was born with the last name, my dad's last name, Schaefer. When I got married, I took Alex's last name, and that was something that I really wanted to do at the time, and I was kind of on the fence about it, but ultimately decided to do it, and it was the right decision for me then. But just like so much shit that has happened to me in the last year, I am feeling very, very clearly and strongly that it is time for a name that's mine, a name that I pick. And so I have that name. I'm pretty sure I'm going to sit on it for a few more months because I think it's like just maybe programming where my heart is like, yep, this is my name, actually. I found it. But then in me is like, okay, you're changing your name, the passport, driver's license. I'm just not great at the DMV and all their rules. And, you know, it's just my anger really gets flared in those situations. So it's like, let me just make sure this is the name. I'm going to sit on it for a few months. Anyway, in that process, I, of course, through all my changes, have a really great relationship with my therapist. And I was talking to her about this name change and what it means to me and kind of what I'm looking for in a name and why I'm feeling like I need to change my name, you know, like legally. And she had mentioned a client of hers from a number of years ago who was in a similar situation in the sense of like she wanted to change her name. And this person changed their last name to Kindred. And there was reason for that. And I remember being like, wow, I love that. Like, I love that name. But it didn't feel like my last name. But I took it and I was like, wow, maybe I just felt like there was something there for me, even though it didn't feel like my name. This is how intuition works, right? And then the more we see this, the more we can trust it. So I just kind of sat with it. And then when I was thinking about this membership, I had been also all year thinking about this membership, you know, going from just like thinking about it, brainstorming about it, to like organizing it a little bit and seeing what I could do and how does that shake out with money and the exchange there. Through all that, this, like the day after my therapist said that this woman changed her last name to Kindred, I was like, oh shit, Kinship. That is the name of my membership. So shout out to my therapist. But it is just the perfect name, isn't it? Oh my God. Okay, so this 2022 membership includes shared space and discussion with maybe some potential future friends, chances and regular gatherings to help you just increase that connection to your spirit guides, understand your power and gifts, understand your intuition, open up your intuition even more, really get skilled in navigating that hypnotic state on your own. Something that I notice with my repeat clients, people who have gone to group hypnosis, people who have had a session or two or more with me, is they get really good at navigating that hypnotic state on their own. And they start going, hey, Gina, I actually want to ask my spirit guides this question. Oh, hey, I'm actually going to look into this in this scene. It's really calling to me. And it is so fun for me to see, to watch people kind of get skilled in navigating this hypnotic state. Because essentially, you're just getting more skilled in navigating this flavor of altered consciousness, essentially. Yeah, we're going to hopefully be, if you want it, and you feel called to do it, we can, you know, feel as connected and supported and engaged with the other kinship members, feel more support during your change or like feelings of awakening that I think a lot of us are having. Just exploring yourself more, exploring the world on a deeper level, deepening your understanding of like your purpose in life, what that means, how that's shifted and changed, all the variations of what that means, all the different ways you can use and look at it and lean on it. Yeah, and then I, you know, as you've heard me talk all year, it's like I've been on this journey of understanding what truly I want and need. And I see how that has radically altered the way my life feels and looks. And I want more of that for more people. I do think that as simple as it sounds, like understanding what we truly desire and what we truly need and putting those two things on the same level of value, like, well, I don't need it right now, so I'm not going to have it. Like shifting that has just radically changed so much in my life. And I think that it really is the key to finding fit in our life that feels good, whether it's a fit of a partner, a fit of a relationship status, a fit of a gender, a fit of a job, whatever it is, like just understanding more of that, I think is really like ground zero for making life truly feel better for each and every one of us. So that's kind of like the essence of it, I guess, as I ramble on about that. And then, of course, just more time with me, more insights for me. In this membership, we'll be gathering monthly, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But in that space, we'll have hypnotic journeys. We'll also have room for kind of like ask me anything questions, Q&A questions. So if you're like even just curious about like what name change, what's going on, or if you're like curious about other things that are going on in my life and you would just, I guess, like a more of a front row or more of an understanding of that. I think sometimes when we are attracted to or magnetized to people for certain reasons, it could be for pure entertainment. I'm here for it. You know that. But also sometimes when we are attracted to someone's story, there's something in us, I believe. And I think of it as almost like future me, like calling to us. Like, it's not that you're trying to be me. It's not that you're trying to be anyone else. It's like this future you is like, if you follow this thread right now, you are one step closer to like an even cooler future. So anyway, all of that to say is like what I just explained to you is kind of the essence, like the things that I can't attach time or money to. And it really, it's all going to be funneled into 12 member gatherings online. So it doesn't matter where you are and whether you watch it live or not, you'll have access to the replay. And so for every month of 2022, we will gather. That's always on the second Thursday of the month. The times vary. The times are based on Central Standard Time, which is where I live in the world. So you can Google that or figure that out. But our gatherings will tend to be at noon, at 6 p.m., or at 7 p.m. So they'll kind of vary between those, but they'll always be on the second Thursday of every month. And that's every month of 2022. So we have the 12 member gatherings, and then we have 12 special podcast episodes. So these are a variety of like exclusive interviews with past clients, hypnotic journeys, more personal stories from me and my journey, and just more. Like, I have a few of these planned out at the for the first half of the year, but really the second half of the year for these special episodes, I want to be able to kind of tweak and make it really dialed into what we, the group, want and the collective in kinship needs and desires. So, and then you'll also get access and the chance to sit in on a live past life regression. So you've listened to the recordings. All the recordings are edited on some level, even if there is a ton of silence in there. I am crazy enough to let you watch me be the client in a past life regression so you can see it and like be in the energy of it. Like, how fun. Okay, so you'll have two opportunities to do that. You can take advantage of both of them or none of them. You can watch the replay if you want. You can join live if you want. The dates are kind of to be determined on that. We'll figure out kind of what works best for most people. And the time frame will be like late spring and then late summer / early fall. So I'm really excited to see how that goes. My plan is to be the client for both of those. But if there's a previous client who feels like they might be into it, I could rope someone else into it. We'll kind of see. But for sure, I'm going to be the client on the first one. Okay, so this is what it's going to look like. The people on my email list got an email today with the registration link and a coupon code for a little discount off the price of kinship. And my clients got a coupon code on Sunday. So if you fall into either of those two categories and you're interested in kinship, go check your email. And in that email, you'll see how long the coupon code is good for, just for a few days. So pop in there. And then you'll also hear more about the Spirit Guide Workshop coming up. That is free to everybody. So once you sign up, you will, on January 1st, you'll get an email. And the email there will have a special podcast episode in it. And the special podcast episodes are called Firewood. And that's because in a regular Past Lives in the Divine episode, the idea is gathering around the fire. And that's something that I think I say in most episodes, or at least in my mind, that's what I say, is to like gather around the fire. Let's have this conversation. And this is like putting another log on the fire. So, yeah, that's why it's called Firewood. It's called Firewood, honestly, because another log on the fire is like just a name I couldn't go with. Like, there's just something about the word log that makes me think of poop. Okay. So on January 1st, you'll get your first like official 2022 kinship email. And that will include in it the Firewood episode for January. So every month on the first of the month, you get an email with that special podcast episode for the membership in it. And January, oh, I'm starting out so juicy, everybody. I'm going to be integrating my 2021 solar return chart. So what does that mean? That means I had a reading with Meredith for kind of forecasting the year of 2021 for me, what that means personally based on my astrology. And fucking A, 2021, I have never experienced such change. Prior to 2021, I looked back at my 30s. I turned 40 last year. So I looked back at my 30s and I was just like, oh my God, what a crucible. Like, I changed so much. And I feel like I changed, you know, almost just as much from my birthday in 2020 to my birthday in 2021. So crazy. So what I'm going to do is go through just and recap the whole year. I mean, it's going to be juicy. Like Alex and I's relationship really shifted. Like I mentioned before, I'll be changing my names, what all went in that, and just kind of how I see myself and how I see myself in work, in the future, in partnership. It was a big year. So I'm excited to record that. And it's like, you know, I just got to tell someone. And so I got to tell the people in my membership. So you'll get that on January 1st. That is the first Firewood episode. You get one of those every month. In February, I'm sharing the forecast that I'm doing with Meredith from Earthling Astrology in 2022. So I'll go through that and kind of just talk about the year ahead, what I have planned, that sort of thing. In March, I'll be integrating and discussing my past life regression that was facilitated by Sarah Leverett in September of 2021. And the audio recording of that session is shared actually in episode 84 of Past Lives and the Divine. So that was a really eye-opening past life regression for me, because as I mentioned before, 2021 was just kind of like fucking picked me up, flipped me over, and just like shook everything out of me in painful and beautiful ways. That past life regression, Sarah and I did it on Labor Day weekend, September of 2021, and I just felt like amid all the changes of the year, it was just a really good checkpoint for me. And then in April, the Firewood episode is going to be a past life journey that I am recording and creating just for the membership. And you'll experience a life where you used your soul gifts, where you used your power, just with grace, with ease, with just totally, it was natural, it was in your life. For me, I love when a client experiences a life like that, and probably just because for me, when I experienced those past lives, where I was really in my power, using my gifts. Those were so eye-opening and just changed the way I showed up in the world from the moment the session was over. You know, it's totally different when someone says, oh, in a past life, you were a healer, or oh, you're meant to be a healer, and as opposed to, because what's a healer? I mean, a healer could be a million different things. And instead, when you take that past life journey and when you experience those past life scenes or those other life scenes where you were using your soul gifts with power, with ease, it's almost like turning that light switch on. Instead of being in a dark room, being like, I know that light switch is here. I don't know where it is. So I want that for you. So that's coming in April. In May, the Firewood episode that you'll get on May 1st via email is a client past life regression integration and discussion. So I'll take a previously shared client past life regression recording from the podcast episodes, and I'm going to invite a client. So if you shared your past life regression on the podcast and you're interested in this, hit me up. But I'm going to take one of those clients and we're going to do an integration and a discussion about that session, like what happened in that session, experience of that session, experience after the session, and just like a reflection on the session, what it meant. And because hypnosis is so subtle, it's actually kind of hard to track those changes in real life because you don't feel that discomfort, that suffering, or that pain. So we just kind of forget about it altogether. So I love to take people and myself and pause and just kind of like reflect back and be like, let's do a real dig. Like, what happened in this session? Because the power in that is like when we can see all of the change, that adds to our confidence, our self-compassion. That adds to us being able to trust ourselves more. And that affects every part of our life and the way we show up. And it's just integral when it comes to living a life with less fear. So anyway, I'll be doing a couple of those. And the first one will be in May. In June, we'll do a healing hypnotic journey. And the topic is going to be based on just kind of the current climate, conversations within kinship, conversations with the members. We'll kind of figure that out. That is 6 months away. I just feel like the amount of change I've experienced in the last 2 years, I'm like, I don't think we should plan for 6 months out. Let's see where we're at. July is going to be a past life journey, an experience where you can go into another life that'll give you clarity and healing for a specific relationship in your life. So July, I thought that was a really good checkpoint, like in the year. I feel like, for me at least, relationships seem more difficult around the holidays. And for me, living where I live, that's in the winter as well. And sometimes, this is probably my Libra nature or something. But I just think experiencing clarity within relationships is just easier for me, like outside of the holidays, outside of the dark time of year. And so that's why I wanted to put that one there. August will be another client past life regression, kind of integration, discussion, reflection on their journey. We'll do another hypnotic journey, healing journey based on, again, the climate, the conversations, what the collective and kinship wants. We'll do that in September. October is going to be something spooky. So I have a few different ideas. And it's going to be spooky and relevant. And oh my God, that is, you know, 10 months away. So I'm not even going to pretend to know, but I've got some fun ideas for that. And then in November of next year, the Firewood episode is going to be me integrating my 2022 forecast from Meredith. So I can't wait to do that for my 2021 forecast, and then I'm just going to plan to do it again next year because it has been such just like a real bright spot and kind of like a lighthouse, a North Star for me, moving through changes. I am very much someone who can be like, fuck, it's always going to be like this. Like when I say that out loud, even though that might sound stupid or not true, in my heart, like the panic that is setting in is the belief in which this is never going to change. This is always going to be awful like this. And to me, I can really grab onto astrology, or let me rephrase that. I use astrology as one of my tools when moving through kind of that more difficult part of my psyche, I guess. So I'm planning on doing that next year. Like, it helped me so much. I'm excited to dive in and dissect 2021. And I know that I will be just as excited to do it to 2022. So that'll be the November 2022 Firewood episode. And then in December, we'll do, you know, some sort of healing hypnotic journey. And again, based on the climate, based on the conversations. What's cool about December is not only do we have a solstice in December, but we have all kinds of holidays in December. For me, it's darker in December. It's like the darkest part of the year, even though January seems like the darkest part of the year. Anyway, there is so much fertile ground that we could dig into and use for healing or heal so we can enjoy it more. And then, of course, December is like the end of the calendar year. And so we could be wrapping up the year. We could be preparing for next year. It just kind of all depends on what does the collective in kinship want, need? Yeah. So those are the Firewood episodes. Put another log on the fire. Okay. So that is what you'll get once a month on the first of the month via email. All right. So the next part of the membership is the 12 member gatherings. And so this is something that you can join live or you can watch the replay. Every month we'll be coming together on Zoom. It'll be recorded. We'll cover different topics and just different ways of exploring and different topics through which to explore. So I am calling these 12 member gatherings Seder, which the word Seder is S-E-I-D-R, and it is an old Norse paganism word. And the Germanic, the Northern Germanic meaning of it, which is my lineage, is a time where people come together in ritual and it creates some sort of magic. So whatever that magic is and whatever magic means to you. And I have just personally been exploring more of my heritage, like the pre-Christian heritage. And I just, that word and that idea of like coming together in ritual for magic and whatever magic means to you, I was like, oh yeah, that's going to be our member gathering. So those are called Seder. So our monthly Seder will always be on the second Thursday of each month. They are 90 minutes long. Replays will be available to members throughout the entire year. The first one is on January 13th. That's at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time in the USA. And that's understanding your intuition with hypnosis. So understanding your intuition with hypnosis is something that I've talked about. It's essentially, I guess I'm kind of always talking about it, but it's really like practical how you can use it. And we'll have a discussion, we'll have a hypnotic journey, we'll have space for discussion or questions afterward. And then in February, we're going to be doing coming together for our Seder is going to include restorative yoga led by Ashley Sondergaard from the Yoga Magic podcast. And then it's going to be followed by a hypnotic journey for me. Just a nice, soothing, warming, nourishing for your soul, yoga and hypnosis. It's a real mind, body, soul thing. I just love connecting those two. And then Thursday, March 10th at noon Central Time, we're going to do a Q&A, question and answer, ask me anything, and discussion. And that is going to be with Ashley Sondergaard and me. So you can ask her questions, you can ask me questions, you can share an experience you had, you can listen to other people's questions and answers and hear other people's experiences. But what I want you to think about is when you're coming to that, and there'll be a chance for all of the Q&A, kind of ask me anything, Seders, when we do that, you'll have a chance to submit questions before. So if you can't be there live, you can still get your question answered. And So come to that, even if you have like specific questions for Ashley, you know, Ashley is like astrology and self-care and really blending the two, like using your astrology makeup, astrological makeup, to like really take care of yourself. So come with those questions. Maybe you listened to one of her podcast episodes and had a question, whatever. Bring your questions. It's going to be a fun conversation. And then the next Seder is on Thursday, April 14th at noon Central Standard Time. And that is going to be a hypnotic journey and discussion around increasing our divine connection. So I see it as kind of like a part two to January. So January is just like kind of getting a hold on what your specific kind of intuition feels like within you. And then I see April as kind of like just adding on to that, like more ways as you grow and evolve to kind of like sharpen that practice for you. And then Thursday, May 12th, that's 6 p.m. Central Standard Time in the USA, we have another Q&A and discussion. And it might be that month, it might be a different month, but eventually Sarah Leverett is going to join me for one of these. So if you had any like human design questions or any questions specifically, maybe you heard Sarah talk about something on the podcast and you have a question about that or a service that she offers, or maybe you have a question just about your journey in general and want to get our input on it, I would love to do that. So that is in May. And then in June, June 9th, 7 p.m. Central Time, we're talking about understanding your soul contracts. And that is a hypnotic journey and discussion. So we'll talk a little bit about soul contracts, just what I understand from my own personal experience, from what I've seen with clients. We'll take a hypnotic journey for you to understand a soul contract in your life. We'll maybe do a little discussion Q&A afterwards if it feels good, if you're feeling moved to share. Yeah, and that would be really cool because you can use that replay. Like, say you're really struggling with someone in particular in your life. You can use it for that. You can go in there with like an understanding of the relationship between you two, and not necessarily that you have a contract with everyone, but it's even just understanding like the relationship dynamics. And also, a soul contract is different than like an earth contract, right? It's my understanding that a soul contract is more like an invitation, like, hey, if you come over here and do this, hey, if you interact with this, you're gonna get something out of it, you know, some sort of benefit, even if it is like a hard lesson or something like that. So what's cool is you can come to that with a specific person in mind or a specific relationship with in mind. And then as you move through the year, you can just pull up that replay for anyone who is like getting on your nerves, anyone you're trying to understand more. Yeah, I'm excited to see what you all get on that. Okay, so then the next Seder is on July 14th at noon Central Time. That's a Q&A and discussion. So just like all of these Q&A and discussions, you'll have a chance to submit questions before, you'll have a chance to submit questions live, you will be able to watch the replay. And all of these Q&A things can be in response to like a Firewood episode, a regular podcast episode. Maybe you go through a hypnotic journey and you're like, what the fuck was that? And you want to ask me, we can talk about that. I'm really excited for those Q&As. And those also will be 90 minutes. But if for some reason there isn't 90 minutes of question, we'll like maybe do a impromptu hypnotic journey or something else. You know, I always have good questions for people. So maybe I'll have questions for you that you can answer. Okay, our next Seder on Thursday, August 11th, is all about living with purpose. What does that mean to you? How often has your purpose changed in your life? And that is going to be a discussion, kind of the things I've seen in my own life, in my experience with clients and their purpose, and when they show up going, what's the purpose of my life? What do they typically get? Yeah, kind of like hiccups in how we think of purpose. I think we think of it differently than it actually is, which means then we miss it and then we feel directionless or stuck. So just doing a deep dive on that. And I can't wait to see the questions you have on it and then just what you get in your experience with it. I love group hypnotic journeys because it's just a really fun way for me to like get more people's experience on the same thing. And it's just a fun way to see the differences that people experience even in the same process at the same time in a group hypnotic journey. So that's cool. Okay, Thursday, September 8th will be another Q&A and discussion, same thing. If you had a weird hypnotic experience and you want to break it down with me, maybe you have a question about, you know, living with your purpose. Maybe like a new fear came in, or maybe there's a tricky thing that came in earlier with soul contracts or increasing your divine connection, or maybe you're like seeing shit that you don't understand and you want to get other people in the group. What's cool about these Q&As, it's my belief, as the year goes on, is that it's going to shift more, less, as like Gina is the expert and guru, and what I would like it to shift to, or I'm not attached to it. I'm open to being playing that role all the time. That's fine. But what I feel like this is going to shift to is like this, almost like a collective of experts, right? Because if you think of like September, that's 9 Seders in. That is what, I don't know, like 13 hours of hypnosis and specific work, like if you were to do just that. So you're going to come into that space and you're going to have, by the, you know, probably even after the first Seder, but you're going to get more and more of your own personal wisdom and your own understanding of how life works for you. And I think that as we build that within ourselves, like that foundation of self-exploration and the trust in it and the knowing of it, so we can act confidently from that space, I really see these Q&As as like being a time for us to come together and just like brainstorm. And maybe you have a question and the best answer comes from another kinship member. I can't wait to see that, because you all are way more fucking powerful than you know. Like, it is the norm when I have a client in a past life regression and I'm like, you're better at this than me. So, you are more powerful than you know. You have more wisdom than you know. And that is part of my hope for this membership and these monthly Seders, is for all of us to see how much wisdom and experience that we have, and just like lean on each other and validate each other and see each other and honor each other. And so I see these every other month Q&As really growing into just more of that like community support that I think a lot of us are missing. That is September. Okay, October, we're going to be connecting with loved ones past. So that's on Thursday, October 13th. I mean, it's so perfect that the second Thursday in October is the 13th. 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to meet, discuss, talk about connecting with loved ones. We'll go on a hypnotic journey, and then we'll discuss. Like, if you have questions of what you saw, if you want to share what you saw, if you have questions for me, if you have questions for anyone else, hearing their experience, that's going to be a real fun one. So that'll be connecting with loved ones past in October. And what's so cool about that is like you can come with one person in mind. You can come with a handful of people in mind. You can see who shows up. You can listen to the replay a day later, a week later, a month later, and maybe invite other people in. Maybe extend another invitation to someone who didn't show up the last time. So it is something that you can continually sharpen. So these Seders aren't just these one time, second Thursday of the month. It really is something that I'm designing and have designed for you to be able to pick up, learn with me, learn together, and then take it and use it on your own as you see fit. It's just like another tool in your magical tool belt. Okay, Thursday, November 10th, we'll do another Q&A and discussion. And then Thursday, December 8th, that is, we're going to be talking about just like moving through the holidays, through change, through stress with ease. And that's going to be a hypnotic journey and discussion. And that's a pretty general statement, but I think we'll get a little bit more specific than that. But if you just kind of think of like through stressful times, through overwhelm with ease, I don't know, maybe I'll keep it that general and then you all can make it about like your job or the new year or this holiday gathering that you have to go to or whatever. But again, we'll kind of tweak where we need to, especially in the Q and A's. It's kind of fun. It's either going to be a long, fun conversation, or we can get creative with like specific questions and that sort of thing. So those are your 12 Seder monthly gatherings. And then just a little bit more, I have those two live past life regressions that you will have the opportunity to sit in and to sit in on live. I'm going to be the client. Sarah Leverett is for sure going to lead the first past life regression, so you'll be able to see it from like the chatting we do before all the way to the end to the chatting we do afterward, and then we'll split and I will do my abrupt Zoom goodbye, as I am known for. So that one of them will be in the late spring-ish and one will be late summer, early fall. So you'll have the opportunity to sit in live, or you can, of course, while it's happening in the flesh, or you can watch the replay. Oh my God, this is gonna be so fun. Oh, okay. So the membership is $444. And that you can pay all at once. That you can break up into four different payments of $111. If you are a previous client of mine, check your email. You get $100 off. And if you are on my email list, you get $48 off. And that comes off your first payment. You can head over to pastlivesandthedivine.com/kinship, or just click on kinship in the top navigation and learn all about it. Join. You can email me a question if you want. Hop on my email list. You'll get that coupon code. But registration is now open. And there is a time limit on when you can access those coupon codes. Some of them end on the 28th, so through the weekend, and some of them go longer. So check your email, hop on that email list, pastlivesandthedivine.com/subscribe if you want to get on it. And if you want to join us for kinship, I would love to see your face on Zoom with me once a month. Do me this favor. Okay. So that is my big announcement. I am so excited. Kinship, that is my one of two massive projects I have for 2022. So yeah, my other massive project for 2022 that I am nowhere near talking about is my hypnotic arts training. So, stay in the know on that, get on the email list, and of course, if you're in the membership, you're going to have the inside track on everything. So you can do that. Okay, and now our fuck yes, we made it through 2021 celebration gift. I am going to be offering all of us a free Getting to Know Your Spirit Guide workshop, and that is going to be on December 2nd. That's 2021. That is in 8 days or something, a week from tomorrow. And it's going to be at 7 p.m. Central Time. So it's free. Normally, I charge, I think, around $45 or $50 for it. But I am just super excited for kinship. I'm super excited for everything else coming in 2022. I'm also going to be doing a lot of traveling. So maybe I'll see you on the road. Maybe we can hug in person. But I just want to celebrate like everything we've been through, everything good that's coming to us in 2022. And I want to do that by putting on a Getting to Know Your Spirit Guide workshop. And it is going to be similar to the previous workshops that I've run under the same name. And so if you're someone who only knows a little bit about your spirit guides, or actually, if you're someone who just wants to know more about your spirit guides, your connection to them, their role in your life, maybe your history with them, come to this workshop. Whether you've been to the workshop before or not, whether you've been a client of mine before or not, whether you've done hypnosis before or not, this is good for everybody. So at that time, it's a 90-minute gathering. Getting to know our spirit guides. I'll talk a little bit about spirit guides, my personal experience with them. I'll talk about client experiences with them. We'll go through a hypnotic journey where you can experience what I call the garden of the guides, and we will call in your guides and you'll be able to make a connection to them. So I've always, people are always able to connect on some level. Not everybody is visual, so not everybody sees like a visual of them. Sometimes it's just a color. Sometimes it's a sense of someone kind of outside your peripheral vision. Sometimes it's just a feeling of like love and nourishment and being held and safe, being seen and validated. A relationship with my spirit guides has been one of the most healing things on my journey. And it just lights up my fucking world that, like, you all know who Dalo is, my spirit guide. A lot of you know who Sasha is, who Ramen is. Most of you know who Dalo is just because he's kind of like the main star, at least in this point of my life. He's always there. But I want to give you that gift. I feel so fortunate to do this work and so fortunate that I can create a podcast that I love to create. And in the times when it's a lot of work to create it, all I do is think about you all and all the conversations we've had and all the conversations I want to have with you in the future. And that really keeps me going. And you are an integral part of that. Every single one of you. So if this voice is going into your ear, into your ears, then I'm talking to you. So that is my thank you to you, is a free spirit guide workshop. So what you can do is, it's also in the show notes. You can go ahead and click sign up for that spirit guide workshop and you'll get all the information to join. I don't know. I think there's like in my Zoom membership plan, I think it might top out at 100, and prove me wrong, but I don't think we'll get 100, but prove me wrong. Share this with your friends. Maybe you have like a freaky friend who you're like, oh, I think they'd be into this. Do this event with them. Maybe you invite them over. Maybe you go over to their place. Maybe you do it remotely together and text about it afterward. It's kind of a fun, like, little bonding thing to do with other people too. Make this beautiful and show me how you're making this beautiful. Like, use it as connection for you. Even if you're not joining kinship, I do not care. I want you to feel more kinship and more connection. So use it. Show me how you're doing it. Like, post about it on Instagram. That's the only social media I'm on. So you can post about it wherever you want. I appreciate it. But if you post about it on Instagram, tag me in it. Share the posts about it. I'm so excited for this. I can't wait to see how many people we get. Oh, another thing, if I could ask for your help in promoting that spirit guide workshop, because normally I would create an Instagram post about it, which I will do anyway, and then like promote it as most entrepreneurs do on Instagram. But as you may or may not know, I think I've mentioned this in a podcast episode before, but Facebook has deemed me and my marketing as like false, so they don't let me promote anymore, which is fine. It's a blessing. I don't need to be putting money into that engine. So I guess I'm asking you, since I've been censored, can you promote it? Like, promote it to your friends? Maybe you just send a link in a text to a friend, or maybe you send them this episode. But regardless, this spirit guide workshop, I want it to be fun. I want there to be a lot of fucking people. I want you to share it with your friends. I want you to share in the experience with your friends. I want you to feel kinship in the coolest way. I want you to roll up into that Zoom meeting and be like, shit, there's almost 100 people here, and feel like normal in the best way. Like, you all make me feel. That's what I want. That's why I'm doing this. So if you feel moved, I would feel so pleased if you shared it. That would really mean the world to me. So the Spirit Guide Workshop, getting to know your spirit guides, if you want to get to know your spirit guides a little more, if you want to understand that connection a little more, this workshop is for you, and it's fucking free. So even if you're like half interested and a little weirded out by hypnosis, this would be a good way to dip your toe in the water. I love group hypnosis because it's fun to be in discussion afterward with people, and because there is just something about a group with a common intention going on a journey. And that happens whether we're in the same room or we're just at the same pocket of time. I want the best for all of us, and my intention is to honor 2021 and kick open the doors of 2022, and I want us all to be backed by our spirit guides. So join me. Okay. That is our bonus episode. Thank you so much for listening. I am really excited to see what 2022 has in store. My hope is that I can get to know you better. My hope is that we can all feel more kinship and feel more of our power. That is why I do what I do. Take anything that you feel like helps you and just leave the rest. Until next time, bye.